my populations are as high as they've ever been.
The kangaroo industry, right through to government, all agree kangaroo numbers are out of control.
They're an absolute massive fake proportions on all the reports I've received.
But one thing they don't agree on is market access. A kangaroo processor in southwest Queensland has decided to give up on the roo industry and instead move into processing small goods. This is despite the huge numbers of kangaroos in western Queensland. John Bury says the Russian ban on roo meat in 2009 knocked out his main export market, and no new customers have really taken its place.
The demand in our better markets like Russia is still there as far as the consumers go, or our customers. It's all a governmental issue, legislation stopping us from trading with those partners.
But Queensland Senator Barry O'Sullivan rejects the notion that government needs to do more to open up markets for kangaroo.
There's about 70 countries right now that will take roo supply if the markets are developed. So in terms of having the protocols in place, if anyone in one of those 70 countries wanted to place an order with the industry here, they can do that. But one of the problems, Lydia, we've had is the kangaroo industry itself hasn't done a very good job at getting itself organised. There's reports of, the lack of cooperation. Processors are sort of, more inclined to look after their own particular bailiwick of interest rather than joining in from a complete industry thrust point of view. And so what really needs to happen is the whole thing needs to be, someone needs to get it by the throat, give some leadership and give it a big shake.
The call to shake up the kangaroo industry is something John Bury sees as an integral part of regaining the Russian market.
From my understanding, the Russian government is wanting one standard of meat, which is a red meat standard, and game meat doesn't fall into that. So that means that shooting around the paddock and carting them around is not ever going to fit into the red meat standard unless some changes are made within the kangaroo industry. And as long as we keep doing what we're doing, the old saying, you do what you always do, you always get what you always get. Well, that's what we're always going to get, in my opinion. And there doesn't seem to be a great movement to change how the kangaroo industry operates.
Senator O'Sullivan sees the change that's needed is a lot simpler. His solution, better marketing of kangaroo meat around the world.
Now, it's like any other commodity, Lydia. It'll come down to the industry itself making themselves or their product attractive enough to these buyers to engage with them on a commercial basis.
But the Kangaroo Industry Association of Australia disagrees with Senator O'Sullivan. They believe their marketing is up to scratch. Executive Officer John Kelly explains people need to remember kangaroo is still a niche market.
The kangaroo industry is actually really rather good at marketing its product. Now, for example, Australians currently eat more kangaroo meat than they do duck. The Australian kangaroo industry sells more meat than does the New Zealand venison industry. So, within the niche markets we operate in, we're actually really rather successful marketing our product. However, to take and dispose of the meat from the sort of numbers of kangaroos people would currently like to see us doing is a big step, and it's a big exercise. And that can only happen with new markets, which we currently don't have access to. Markets like China, for example. We're perfectly confident that there is enormous demand for kangaroo meat in China. One Chinese commercial buyer, for example, has offered an annual contract for twice as much kangaroo meat as what the industry currently produces. There is substantial high-value demand for kangaroo meat in China, which, if we can access, will change the bush almost overnight.
Senator O'Sullivan argues the industry shouldn't put all its eggs in one basket. He says more attention should be paid to some of the 70 countries that have agreed certification for kangaroo meat and products.
I know that there's quite a number of them in the European Union, and I also know that there's been interest here from some of the Asian countries on the eastern seaboard. They remain on the table as a discussion with China, but I think it would be a mistake, and I think this mistake has been made. There was a lot of people waiting for the Chinese Free Trade Agreement. agreement to be completed in the hope that somehow, you know, kangaroos would alphabetically be there at the top of the list. Well, that wasn't the case. That market remains a potential. But the point I'm making is the fact that we know that the 70 nations, the fact of the matter is that we have to explore the capacity for us to get a rhythm in place in terms of marketing this commodity.
John Kelly, though, doesn't see marketing as a useful tool until new markets come on board.
When we get the new markets we need, absolutely. Within our existing markets, though, we're only ever going to achieve an incremental level of growth in demand, you know, 5-10% per year. That's not going to solve the current problems in Western Queensland.
John Bury admits any change to the industry is going to take a long time, so he's happy with his decision to focus on his new venture, processing small goods.
The small goods I'm going to be making are Russian-influenced, to be honest. I spent a good deal of time in Russia, and any amount of small goods and sausages and things they have there is huge. So I'm sort of starting the products we're making because I don't believe there's a huge supply of it in the marketplace in Australia at the moment. So we're going to start off with making those sort of small goods, supplying delicatessens and the small supermarkets, those sort of things, nothing on a big scale. Just slowly start off and introduce the product to the Australian market and see if it's something that they enjoy, which I'm sure they will.